Chapter 5. Wanted. Money and Friends. Before that eventful third day of March, 1872, when Comstock, accompanied by a New York Tribune reporter, really began in earnest by forcing the police to make 7 arrests of men who were selling obscene books and pictures, he had had an experience that tested his mettle. It was not unlike that of the closing out of the gin mill and gambling dive during his boyhood days in Winnipeg, Connecticut. After his marriage in 1871, he lived in Brooklyn and attended the Congregational Church of which William Ives Buddington, D.D., was pastor. The church was about 6 blocks from the Comstocks' home, and in going back and forth, they had to pass a notorious saloon, which ran openly all day on Sunday.